It is Wolves this weekend. It is the pre-match warm-up. It's Ian Ryan, Ian Salmon, Sean O'Donnell and Josh Williams. Neil Atkinson a little bit later on with Rich Hobbs. But Josh, it's been a really, really good week for the Reds. They get the win against Bournemouth. They go and do the business midweek against West Ham. But this week now has the potential to be a great week if they can get over the line against Wolves.
Yeah, and you think we've got the capacity to do that as well. I think, you know, Wolves haven't had the best start of the season. They think they're lacking confidence, and obviously they had a bad summer as well, you know, losing arguably their two most important players, really. And yeah, Liverpool are just rolling, no major injuries really off the top of my head. Players are getting minutes now, even the likes of Gakpo and that, when he's coming in as a second string technically, you know, he's looking really good and things. So yeah, all looking good, mate, and hopefully we can keep going in the same direction.
What I would say as well is that you're now getting a little bit, albeit a small sample size, of the manager navigating different competitions, and apart from one little blot, which is Forest at home, you'd have to say he's doing a pretty good job so far.
I think he's doing excellent. I mean, I think Forest, the problem with the sample size being small at the moment, the season being so early, the Forest looks like a massive blot at the moment, because it's kind of like you're still not entirely sure how we're going to play against teams who are set up to just literally defend. You know, if we get the version of Arsenal that puts six men across the back of the box like they did against City the other day, then how do we break them down? That's the thing we haven't seen yet. So I think we need a sample of how we actually manage against a really, really concentrated low block, two very defensive lines. And that one, so far, our only evidence is that we didn't have the best day, but you don't know if that was just a blip. You don't know if that was just a complete aberration. I think it was. I think it was a post international break hangover, as we've seen a million times with some of our lads. And as Mo pointed out on his question before the press conference for that one, all of our lads have played 180 minutes across the space of a week, and nobody else has had at all. So it just looked like that could have been an absolute exception. And what we're doing at the moment, I mean, I still haven't figured out what the Carabao Cup game was the other night. I don't know whether I enjoyed it. Well, I don't think I enjoyed it, because it was bloody freezing, because the main stand was like by -6 degrees by half time. It was the scrappiest 5-1 win I've ever seen in my life. I don't think if I live another 200 years, I will never see a 5-1 win as bizarrely poor as that. It was, we got good in the second half, but it was a really odd game of football.